The latest failure of Republicans to pass their long-promised repeal of the Affordable Care Act has sparked a debate in the party over what to do next. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that Republicans from our region are once again taking the lead on a plan to stabilize the insurance market.
South Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur put his neck out when he teamed up with far-right conservatives to reach the deal that got an Obamacare repeal bill passed in the House. So he was a bit deflated when the Senate came up short this week.
Well, I'm disappointed because it's a lost opportunity.
MacArthur says there were flaws in the Senate bill that turned Obamacare funding over to the states to spend as block grants. He also admits his bill that could have weakened some Obamacare protections for people with pre-existing conditions wasn't perfect either. But MacArthur says they were both better than the status quo.
But look, there are plenty of flaws in both the House and the Senate bill, including the one that I was involved in. And there are flaws in that bill. And there are things that now I guess we take a deep breath, we go back, and we try to think about what are the objectives.
MacArthur says his goals have always been fairly simple.
That everyone in the country should have some form of insurance. I've always said that. Some form of insurance. That's one goal. Two, that we bring down health care costs. All of this is for naught if we don't actually bend the health care cost curve.
But the GOP is at a crossroads. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price has been accused of trying to undercut the law by dramatically scaling back outreach and advertising to get more people to enroll for Obamacare coverage. And President Trump has previously called for his party to just let the law collapse. Republican Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of four counties west of Philadelphia, says that's the wrong approach.
No, I think that's deeply problematic because that's a political argument, and we're talking about families and businesses needing assurances and a sense of confidence that the health insurance marketplace is going to function next year.
Costello is a member of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, which has floated its own proposal to stabilize the law. It calls for a variety of approaches, like creating a stability fund to help states lower premiums, while also permanently repealing an unpopular tax on medical devices. It also would give states more flexibility to innovate and bring costs down, according to Costello.
I think that the problem solvers assembling that creates a responsible vehicle by which to stabilize it for the coming year. I believe the Senate is now looking at that, and that may be in large measure what a bipartisan bill out of the Senate would look like.
But many Republicans don't like the sound of that. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was one of the lead authors of the last failed Senate proposal, and he says the problem solver's bipartisan proposal sounds like a bailout for insurance companies.
I'm not going to take more money and give it to insurance companies. The one thing I've learned, if giving money to insurance companies would provide you with better health care, we'd have great health care.
But Congressman Charlie Dent from Lehigh Valley says his fellow Republicans like Graham have learned nothing if they continue to pass a GOP-only bill. Dent, who's retiring after this term, says Democrats need to be at the table now, too.
So that's where we should start this discussion. We always knew that if we were trying to jam health care reform through on a partisan basis, we'd have the same kind of problems that Democrats had. And but we need a durable, sustainable reform, so we need to move on a bipartisan basis, center out, and do this incrementally.
Dent says the status quo is unacceptable, and he's hoping GOP leaders will take up the bipartisan problem solvers bill that also funds Obamacare subsidies in the interim.
I mean, there are so many serious flaws with the health care law, Obamacare. We all know that. And there are parts of this law, I've always said, that need to be repealed, parts of it replaced, parts of it repaired, overhauled, and retained. And so I think that the approach we've taken, again, is incremental in nature. It deals with the immediate problem.
For now, GOP leaders have moved their attention to tax reform, but they're vowing that they're not giving up on their 7-year campaign promise to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. That has Democrats worried that the GOP is once again going to try to overhaul 1/6 of the U.S. economy without any input from their party. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.